on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
The canned cocktails and mocktails we'll try today are from Tequila Cazadores, their Margarita, and from Nitro Mocktails, their Vida Loca Macarita. From Tequila Cazadores, we have their Paloma, and from Beckett's Tonics, the Mystic Dove Paloma. From Campari Group, the Aperol Spritz. From Liars, the Amalfi Spritz. From Copper Can, we have the Moscow Mule. And from Nitro Mocktails, we have the Scottish Lemonade Moscow Mule. And from Free Spirits, their Kentucky Mule. From Kettle One, we have the Espresso Martini. And from Nitro Mocktails, we have their Espresso Martini.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are for yet another suds segment where the three scariest and yet probably most exciting words you will ever hear one of the good old boys say are...
Hold my beer.
You heard it here first, folks. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is that wacky, crazy, special human we know as good old boy Dave.
I'm here, everybody. This is not your imagination. I am actually speaking to you right now.
And we are oh so lucky. Okay, it is hot outside, and I mean... H-O-T, hot, and not in a ooh-la-la kind of way.
Kind of hot inside, too.
Sure. Every year, I hope and pray for a mild summer. But who am I kidding? I live in the South. And every year, I swear it's hotter than the last year. It's so hot, in fact, that I really am beginning to think that it is slowly cooking what is left of good old boy Dave's brain.
There was not really a lot there to start with.
No. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Because each summer he takes away our delicious beer. He's so evil.
What a jerk.
He is. I mean, he locks the fridge and I don't have a key. And then he makes us drink stuff that is, well, it's not always terrible. But it is always suspect.
Bubbly fart water.
And above all, it is very questionable. Which, well, that's your clue, folks. Today is a...
summer of questionable decisions.
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Good old boy Dave, God bless. Tell us what we're going to be suffering through today.
Canned cocktails are nothing new. When you really want a margarita, but you don't want to make one yourself, or if you're just going to a pool party or some other activity where you just want to keep some drinks in the cooler, this might be the best option for you, lazy. But what if you're going to hang out with some folks who don't drink alcohol? Don't know why you would do that, but...
That's rude.
But you don't want them to feel left out. In come the mocktails. We've tried many non-alcoholic beers over the last few years, and they've come a long way, even when you stack them side by side with their full-strength counterparts. Today, we have some canned versions of popular cocktails, along with some non-alcoholic versions of each one.
Are you mocking me?
We'll taste each pair side by side and see how they stack up.
Okay. Well, it sounds scary, but we are going to do it for the sake of science.
Science.
Yes. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us today's lineup?
The canned cocktails and mocktails we'll try today are from Tequila Casadores, their Margarita. And from Nitro Mocktails, their Vida Loca Macarita. From Tequila Casadores, we have their Paloma. And from Beckett's Tonics, the Mystic Dove Paloma. From Campari Group, the Aperol Spritz. And from Liars, the Amalfi Spritz.
Amalfi Spritz.
Oh, Amalfi? Wow, you would think I could read the words I wrote, but I can't. So from Liars, the Amalfi Spritz. From Copper Can, we have the Moscow Mule. And from Nitro Mocktails, we have the Scottish Lemonade Moscow Mule. And from Free Spirits, their Kentucky Mule. From Kettle One, we have the Espresso Martini. And from Nitro Mocktails, apparently we like that brand, we have their Espresso Martini.
Perfect. We're going to be tasting these in pairs, and we are going to be rating them on the fly. Rating from one, which is, oh God, to five. Which is... Oh, God, this is great.
Oh, wow. I like how she says that.
Yes. Okay. So let's get into the first pair, which is going to be the Tequila Casadores Margarita. It's a convenient RTD margarita crafted with award-winning Tequila Casadores Blanco, made from 100% Blue Weber Agave, which is grown in the highlands of Jalisco.
Okay.
Bright citrus agave character with natural flavors and no artificial additives. So they are from Jalisco, Mexico. I think
it's Jalisco.
Jalisco?
Yeah.
Jalisco.
The J's okay. And H.
Gotcha. And founded in 1922, the commercial distillery was established in 1973. Dang. They've won some awards, and there you go. How cool is that? Now,
I was established in 1973, so that's a good
year.
Thing. Yeah,
apparently. Sure. Okay. Now, the non-alcoholic version of that is the Nitro Mocktails Vida Loca Macarita. Now, they are from Wenham, Massachusetts, founded in 2011, and they have won some spirit awards over the years. This is a nitrogen-infused non-alcoholic margarita-style mocktail with bold lime citrus character and creamy foam head produced by an in-can nitro widget. 0% ABV, vegan gluten-free, non-GMO, no preservatives or additives. And it was developed by award-winning mixologists.
Okay.
So, nice. Looking at it, the margarita is a little...
It's bubbly.
Bubbly.
Right, which I know...
It's a little odd for me.
I did not get the foamy head on the nitro mocktail, but that's okay. I'm not hating on it. It's kind of still, which is looks more like a margarita. They have a very kind of cloudy, you know, cloudy look. So first impression from the aroma, the Casadores, I get lime, a little bit of agave, maybe a little hint of orange or something, but not a ton of anything. Similar with the nitro mocktail, it's very lime forward, but I don't really get any like orange or like from Cointreau or something or any agave, just mostly lime.
It's a little one-dimensional, but the creaminess of the mocktail is nice versus the bubbliness of the alcoholic version.
Yeah, and so let's really just say, you know, I mean, when you get one of these, you're getting a 5% version, watered-down version of a 15 to 20% genuine cocktail.
Fair. It's just that when I think of a margarita, I think of something right. that might be iced down a bit. So it may not, you know, so it might be diluted, but still it's going to be clean. And this is just a little too
fizzy.
Yeah, fizzy for me.
No, I get it.
But other than that, the flavor is, well, I mean, it's it's reasonable for what it is.
You get a hint of tequila. You get a little, you get the lime. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. So what shall we rate this?
I would say the Casadores, we give a 3.
Okay. And then the mocktail isn't bad. It's obviously concentrated flavor, if you will, minus the alcohol.
It's also pleasant.
But it's doable,
give
right?
Give it a 3.
Okay, giving it a 3. So that's really not bad out of the gate. Now, what would you do if you blended them?
I think you just wipe out the tequila.
Well, do it. Blend it there.
I did.
Okay,
sorry. And it kind of wipes out the tequila notes from the Casadores.
Yeah.
But you get a nice lime drink. You
sure,
know?
Sure.
Put a shot of tequila in there. You got something.
Yeah. Okay, to be continued in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are taking a trip this summer to
summer of questionable decisions.
I shake my hips just a little bit more.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave certainly has taken us for a ride. So, what are we talking about today, good old boy Dave?
We have 5 canned cocktails and 6 mocktail versions of those. And we're trying them in pairs, comparing them side by side to determine, like, hey, how comparable are they? And, like, if you're looking for a non-alcoholic companion for some friends who don't drink, but you don't want to make them feel left out if you're having a party or something, you know, because we're nice.
We're trying to be nice.
We do stuff for science.
Yeah, doing it for science, for sure. Okay, so before the break, we talked about a margarita and a non-alcoholic margarita, and now we were going to move on to the Tequila Casadores Paloma. Mm-hmm. And the Beckett's Tonics Mystic Dove. Yeah.
Paloma. Okay.
So the Casadores Paloma is refreshing RTD Paloma blended with award-winning Casadores Blanco Tequila with real grapefruit soda and natural flavors. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. 5% ABV. Then we have the Beckett's Tonics Mystic Dove Paloma. They are based in LA, California. It's a zero-proof sparkling Paloma-inspired cocktail crafted with distilled botanicals and natural grapefruit agave flavors. Only 35 calories per 12-ounce can, born from a team of beverage veterans behind Cutwater, Golden Road, and Elysian Brewing. So there's that. Okay. Looking at them one-to-one, they look pretty similar.
Pretty similar,
right?
Yeah.
But now there's the taste. Mm-hmm. Will they hold up? Okay, and a Paloma is very summery, citrus,
and it's a refreshing, very right? basic, small number of ingredients, right? So sometimes they make it with tequila, like a grapefruit soda, like an actual soda. And sometimes it's real grapefruit juice with a little agave nectar or syrup.
Just to sweeten it up.
Sweeten it up.
Sure.
And some lime and stuff. Okay. So I really like this Casadores Paloma. I think it's grapefruit forward. It's refreshing. It's not, again, it's 5%. So it's not like you're drinking these to really expect like you're having a real cocktail, you know, because you're not going to get much from the tequila part.
Right.
You're just going to get grapefruit.
Yep.
And that's what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Now, the other one.
The Mystic Dove.
Yes, the Mystic Dove. Okay. What do we think of that?
I think it's turnt. Like something. So.
It's very chalky.
It's incredibly chalky. I'm guessing there's aspartame or something in there. So for all their botanicals and whatnot, if they're putting something in there to... It dries my mouth out. But there's, when I notice with some of these non-alcoholic drinks, is they try to add a lot of different things to make it more complex and like make up for the lack of alcohol or whatever. And this just diverts from the simplicity that a Paloma should be. It should just be a refreshing blend of agave and grapefruit. And this has something else going on that I do not care for.
Well, on the ingredient list, it says that it has black carrot juice concentrate.
Oh, because, yeah, you should probably put that in everything.
I don't know. Maybe it's to help with the color.
I think it's black carrot juice concentrate. Like, maybe for sweetness or...
They use stevia sweetener in it, too.
Stevia? Oh, come stevia. On, man.
Yeah.
Guys, do better.
Yeah, okay. Well. Okay. All right. So, in terms of the Tequila Cazadores Paloma,
mm-hmm.
That is nice.
It's very nice. I actually enjoyed it more than their margarita, and I enjoyed the margarita.
Okay. You know? So, what are we going to rate that?
We'll give it a 3.
Okay. And then the Beckett's Tonics Mystic Dove Paloma.
I think it's a 1.
Yeah.
Could have been less than a 1, but...
Now, what happens when you blend?
You just mess up a nice Cazadores Paloma. Hmm. Black carrot juice. Come on, man.
Hey, look. I don't know. Okay.
Stevia. I thought stevia was illegal.
Maybe in some countries. Okay, moving on. This is the one I am most excited about.
Ooh.
The Campari Group Aperol Spritz and the Liers Amalfi Spritz. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Liers, you say Liers, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So The Campari Group Aperol Spritz is the world's number one aperitif cocktail, now in a convenient can, or in our case,
a bottle.
It captures Aperol's iconic bittersweet orange flavor blended with sparkling wine and soda. At 5% ABV, it's very sessionable and perfectly suited for outdoor and on-the-go occasions. This is from Milan, Italy, and it was founded in 1860. Aperol was launched in 1919, and it is the number one cocktail served in UK on trade and one of the world's 6 largest spirits groups.
Huh,
wow. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Now, contrast to that, we have the Liers Amalfi Spritz. It is a premium non-alcoholic RTD spritz inspired by Mediterranean aperitivo culture, a vibrant bittersweet orange and rhubarb with soft florals and a dry, crisp, sparkling finish. 0.3% ABV, vegan, gluten-free, and dairy-free. Now, they are founded in Australia in 2019, and they have been a gold medal and RTD of the Year award winner in 2024. And they are the most awarded non-alcoholic spirit brand worldwide.
Wow.
Worldwide and distributed in 60-plus countries.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
So that's kind of wild.
Impressive.
Okay. So let's get to it. So the color on the Aperol Spritz, just reminds
beautiful,
me.
Beautiful, vibrant yes. orange. The other one is kind of a washed out version of it. So it's just a little lighter and kind of thinner looking.
Well, no, actually, I think you're looking at the wrong colors because the Amalfi Spirit, the non-alcoholic version, is the brighter, scarier orange version. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, reverse your cans.
Do I have my cans in the wrong way or my cups in the wrong order?
You had your cups in the wrong order. Yes.
No, okay. This is what I'm, yeah.
Yeah, that's the
It's bright,
dark.
But it's not, I don't know, your
it's version. Brighter, it's brighter and darker.
But It can't be brighter and darker.
Sure it can.
Okay.
It's vivid dark compared to subtle orange.
Okay, so how do you like the flavors?
Okay, the Aperol Spritz is absolutely perfect. It is what I expect from Aperol, and I am an Amaro lover. What I love about Aperol is it's a bright, slightly bittersweet orange flavor. Yeah. You know, almost like a semi-overripe orange, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's great, and no, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
And having it in a can and or bottle like this is perfect because I don't have to worry about having both on hand. I can just go to the store, get this, and be happy.
Absolutely.
We will be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a special day. Good old boy Dave, what are we doing today?
We're trying to determine if something can be brighter and darker. No, we're trying canned mocktails and canned cocktails. Will a mocktail be able to closely resemble the flavor of its cocktail counterpart? The world is dying to know.
Yes, dying. Okay.
Right now we are doing the Aperol Spritz and the thing I can't say the name of.
The Liers Amalfi Spritz.
Amalfi Spritz. And it's Liers, I'm pretty sure.
As in Amalfi Coast of Italy.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, fancy.
Okay. See, this one's not bad. But it's got this medicinal thing, and I don't know if it's the rhubarb or what's going on in there.
I think it's probably the rhubarb.
It's
honestly, I don't know why they would have the rhubarb in there. Unless they're trying to give that bitterness of what Aperol does.
I think that was their take on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it throws it out of balance a little bit for me.
Yeah.
The way mm-hmm. the Aperol blends with the Prosecco and the mineral water they use or whatever, it just creates this perfectly light flavor, but it's still got a little bit of depth to it. It's almost like it's brighter and darker, so in flavor.
Okay. What do you want to rate the Aperol Spritz?
Well, I think there's only one thing we can rate it, which is a 5.
Yes. Okay, and then what do we rate the Liers, or Liers, as you call it, Amalfi Spritz?
I think it was okay, but we put it up against probably the best thing in the whole flight today. So I think it's probably a 2.
Okay. Okay. Moving on, let's go to a Moscow Mule. And Dave, when you think of a Moscow Mule, what do you think?
A Russian donkey.
Okay. For those that don't know what a Moscow Mule is, would you care to divulge?
Vodka, ginger beer, and I believe a little bit of lime.
Okay. Nice color, little foamy, don't you know me? But not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually these are the ones they serve in like the copper cups, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they certainly are. Okay, so the Copper Can Moscow Mule is the original Copper Can Moscow Mule recipe, born in the summer of 2016, made with 6 times distilled corn-based craft vodka, house-made ginger beer, and fresh lime juice. Now, this is a can that looks like a beer can. It is 10% ABV, gluten-free with bold ginger heat, bright citrus finish. This is from the Pacific Northwest, and it is the flagship expression of a beloved cult craft canned cocktail brand, and multiple flavor extensions of this have been launched. Okay.
That's cool.
Not bad. I mean, nice, basic looking, and, you know, it shows you what it would be like in the Copper Mule, which is what we all know and love, and especially here in the southeast, south region of the United States, we think of this during the steeplechase and the horse racing.
Horse life. Racing things.
Yes. Now, the next we're going to go to
the Derby.
The Free Spirits Kentucky Mule,
okay,
which is based out of Marin County, otherwise known as Mill Valley, California, is a spirit-free RTD Kentucky Mule built on the spirit of bourbon, made via distillate reconstruction from natural American white oak, which is infused with fresh lime, real ginger, and lightly carbonated for a fresh out-of-the-shaker experience. Also of note, it's got vitamin B3 and B6 added.
So this is a slightly different thing because it's a Kentucky Mule. They're using...
They're trying to make it bourbon-y.
Bourbon-y versus vodka, which is the cleaner Moscow thing. So it's going to be a little bit different flavor profile, but...
Yeah. Then last but certainly not least, from our friends at the Nitro Mocktails, they have a Scottish Lemonade Moscow Mule.
Best name ever.
Now, Scottish lemonade just means a carbonated lemony type of soda, if you will, versus just lemonade, if you will.
Goes well with haggis.
Sure. It's built on a sharp Scottish-style lemonade base with ginger root extract, delivering slow-burn heat and a frothy nitro-poured head. 0% ABV, vegan, gluten-free, no preservatives. Yep. And so this again is from Massachusetts, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So let's start with the original.
Yeah. It's good.
And right. What you would expect, if you will.
Maybe a little sweet.
Okay.
You know, but it's 10%. So you're getting a little bit of the alcohol heat with it. Usually these wouldn't be carbonated, obviously.
Right.
But I mean, that's part of the canned RTD deal. You know, pour it over ice. It's pretty decent little drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to really enjoy the flavor of ginger and understand, like, people, I don't know if sometimes people think of ginger, that ginger ale and ginger beer are the same thing.
No, they are not.
Yeah.
Not at all. But I mean, for the most part, I've always been a fan of ginger. I appreciate it. I like that spicy little heat note.
Yeah.
Obviously, not crazy overdosing with it. And I think this is a nice blend of all of that, right?
Yeah, I think it's a tasty okay. little drink. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so solid start.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the Free Spirits Kentucky Mule.
Right.
And aroma-wise.
Very ginger. And also bourbon barrel.
Barrel-y.
Flavor, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like, would you say just like, woody,
yeah, woody. Yeah, I get you, those tannins that get leached out of the wood. It's spicy.
This one tingles. I think this has a lot of ginger.
Yeah, it's got It's got stuff in it.
Okay.
It tastes like barrel washing with ginger and maybe a little bit of lime. It's very hot. This is a hot, hot drink. There might just be ginger in here.
Maybe.
Or hot sauce.
Ginger and wood, like ginger and barrel.
Ginger and... yeah, this is ginger not really... Barrel. pleasant. This is like something you might drink if you had a cold and you were trying to clean yourself out or something.
This would be perfect.
Yeah. But okay, to make this like it's a cocktail that you would enjoy, I'm not buying it, man. I don't see it. It's not your thing. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the mocktail.
So this one, and these guys have been pretty good to us so far. I think it's got the ginger.
It's very smooth.
Very smooth, lemony, which I'm not sure if that's the style for a Moscow Mule, but still, it's nice. Citrusy, easy to go, easy to drink. It's got ginger. It's definitely not burning my throat out, so I give it a salute for that.
And honestly, like, we've actually done pretty good with these mocktails, haven't we?
I like those Nitro mocktails. I think that's a cool little brand.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if you're obviously looking for non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the original, the copper can.
Yeah.
Moscow Mule. What do you want to rate that?
Very tasty. I would give it a 4.
Okay. And then the Nitro mocktail.
I would give that a 3.
Okay. And last but certainly not least, the Free Spirit.
Because it harmed me, I must give it less than a 1, which is this.
I like this.
Otherwise, we're calling it a 1.
Yes.
Okay. And if we blended it,
it burns less.
Right? Okay, it burns less.
Okay, yeah.
Back in a minute, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. Today is a special episode because good old boy Dave is taking us on a trip to
Trailer Park Sangria.
Maybe not Trailer Park Sangria, but what else are we calling? Yeah.
Summer of questionable decisions.
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Those buttons are very close to each other.
I'm sure they are. Good excuses there, buddy. Okay. So what we've been doing today is what, Dave?
We've been trying canned cocktails, canned versions of some popular cocktails, a margarita, a Paloma, a Moscow Mule, and the Aperol Spritz, along with mocktail non-alcoholic versions of each, and just to see how closely they resemble each other and are they good alternatives for our non-drinking friends.
Yes, the things we do for
people who probably don't even listen to this show because they don't drink.
No, so there okay. you go. It's okay. Okay. So before we get into our last cocktail of the day, why don't we discuss for a minute how freaking hard it was to find these things.
First store we went to, which is one of our go-to stores to buy stuff for the show, had a decent selection of canned cocktails.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah, but no mocktails. And we asked them about it and they said their distributors had tried to talk to them into it, but they were like, no, we just don't see the market, right? So, okay, cool. So then we went to a more like big box chain liquor and wine store, and they definitely had a selection. I will say that I learned one of the things I learned is that alcohol content apparently has nothing to do with the price of these things, because the ones without alcohol are often more expensive than the ones with alcohol.
I mean, seriously, how crazy is that?
Like, you know, I get it. Like, you're putting 47 botanicals and doing all this whatnot in there, and it's all about marketing and different things. But, like, it was a challenge not only to find a cocktail and mocktail version of like four or five different things, but to be able to find them in a way that we could effectively put them together and compare them. It took us about an hour walking back and forth through a couple of different sections of the store just to get it. And we got everything except the Aperol Spritz. So we had to go to a third store just to find that one.
Yeah.
Which that was actually the most worthwhile part.
So far, yes, I would say it is. Okay. So last but certainly not least, let's get to the espresso martini. First up is the Kettle One Espresso Martini, and these are tiny cans.
Cute, tiny, tiny little cans.
Right, so good old boy Dave and I have our own individual can.
Smells great.
Indulgent ready-to-drink espresso martini from Diageo's cocktail collection, made with Kettle One vodka, distilled in copper pot stills from 100% non-GMO European wheat, blended with cold brew coffee liqueur. So you get roasted espresso, dark chocolate, and citrus with a smooth lingering finish. Now, folks, this is 20.1% ABV.
Oh, my. Okay.
No wonder it's in the small,
small tiny can. Yeah.
Yes. Now,
it smells amazing.
Now, contrast to that, we have the Nitro Mocktail Espresso Martini. Rich cold brew espresso with Madagascan vanilla and mocha notes, delivered with a signature crema foam head through nitrogen activation with the little widget, which the little widget activated on this one really nicely.
Oh, yeah. You got way more foam than I did. Okay. That's cool.
Anyways, so...
God, they both smell great.
Okay.
Like, I'm glad we saved these for last. Because sure. I can't imagine drinking any of those lighter drinks after drinking these.
This.
Yeah. But spot on with the aroma from both of them.
The colors are... I'm sorry. Just gorgeous.
Deep, dark, beautiful. The Kettle One... You definitely get, you definitely know there's vodka in this thing. It's.
Yeah, it's hot all the way down.
I feel like one of my uncles who, you know, like slip a little vodka in your coffee. You know what I'm saying? No, this is still the coffee flavor is absolutely there. It's a little, got a little sweet edge to it. Little bite from the alcohol. Tasty, tasty, good. Good texture on it too. So I'm a fan. Ooh, little alcohol burn on this thing. Burning my lips a bit.
Oh, like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now contrast to that.
Yeah.
The mocktail.
Okay. Good foam on it.
Gosh, so smooth. So smooth.
I don't like the flavor on this one as much. It's because...
You feel like it's sweet and artificial?
Well, it's like I don't like sweet coffee usually.
Gotcha.
Right? It's definitely, but it tastes like creamy coffee.
Okay.
Which, if that's what you're into,
sure.
This is your jam. Like,
sure.
It's just a bit sweet for me in the flavor.
Okay. Okay. That's
not
fair.
Bad. And not in a bad way, not in a fake way.
Sure.
Really. It's just sweet coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So going back to the original, excuse me. Mm-hmm. This is a solid cocktail, right?
100%. If you like espresso martinis, put this in a chilled glass, drink it up, man. It's legit. Yeah.
Yeah, it is legit.
Yeah.
Just know that that little can is packing a punch.
You're probably going to have one.
Yeah. One and done and be happy.
Yeah.
Like, really. I was sort of confused, you know, by the small can, but then I saw the ABV, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what shall we rate the original Kettle One espresso martini?
I think
that's a five. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Now, the mocktail, though.
I'll let you say, because I... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We will go with a four. Now, it might be a little bit on the sweet side, but I think what they're trying to do...
Yeah.
They're coming across well.
Yeah. I think they deliver on what they're trying to do, and the texture on that one is actually really nice, too. So.
Now, I wonder if you blend the two of them together... I'm thinking that this is going to be killer. Dave's got a little bit more room in his glass than I do.
Knocks the edge off the Kettle alcohol. One.
Yeah.
Cuts the sweetness on the other.
Okay.
Definitely a
That's
good
nice,
blend.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking that it might be. And then you're getting that smoothness from the nitrogen too.
Yeah.
On there. Yeah. Really quite interesting. Okay. So not bad.
I think this was a good endeavor.
This was a good episode. So, you know, you may have to look for it a little bit and have some trial and error, but there are some good canned cocktails out there.
Yes.
You just have to know what to look for. And then there are some good canned mocktails out there too.
Yeah.
Which is wild. You know, that it's not just like fruity, sweet flavors or whatever.
I think it's like everything else. It's, you have to maybe do some research. And look at reviews and stuff. But you're going to get some good ones. You're going to get some bad ones.
Fair. Fair. So go forth and try your summer of questionable decisions by making a cocktail and then finding a non-alcoholic version.
There you go.
Well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
All right. Just drink beer, everybody. Just drink beer.
And beer is so much easier.
There you go.
So much easier. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling. And we will catch you next time.
I like this.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback. And you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.